各位親友、弟兄姊妹平安。
Friends and guests and brothers and sisters, peace be with you.
我開心今日有義丁為我做傳譯。
I'm not sure if I can do the job. This is my first time, so bear with me.
剛才讀到關於耶穌降生嘅經文。
Earlier we heard about the Bible that Jesus was born.
唔知每次讀到呢段關於耶穌降生嘅故事嘅時候，有冇好似我嘅感覺咁樣咧？好似好熟悉，但同一時間咧，亦都係好陌生。
So whenever we hear the story of Jesus' birth, it feels both familiar and somewhat unfamiliar.
熟悉嘅可能係牧羊人啦、天使報信啦、耶穌生喺馬槽等等好耳熟能詳嘅片段。
The familiar part may include the shepherds, angels, Jesus born in a manger, the segments that we have heard repeatedly.
但陌生嘅可能就係呢故事睇起上嚟好似童話故事，過於我哋成人世界入邊真實嘅故事，好似格格不入咁樣。
So the unfamiliar aspect is that it seems too much like a fairy tale out of sync with our adult world.
身處喺廿一世紀嘅今日，我哋當我哋再一次聽到耶穌降生嘅故事時候，係咪仍然會覺得係一個好消息呢？
So as people in the 21st century, when they hear the story of Jesus' birth, do they still consider it good news?
今日嘅世界已經強大到好似已經能夠自給自足啦，我哋係咪仍然需要一位救主呢？
So in a world that appears self-sufficient and mighty, does it still need a savior?
有咁樣諗法嘅人，事實上一啲都唔奇怪啊！因為正如今日嘅經文所交代，當耶穌出生嘅時候，佢唔係一個備受主流世界期待嘅人。
So for those who entertain such thoughts, it's not surprising at all. As a background scripture that we read earlier, at the time of Jesus' birth, the world did not expect him to conform to the mainstream.
因為喺耶穌嚟到之前，好似第一節經文提到，有一位君王叫做該撒阿古士督，正喺度掌管緊呢個羅馬嘅世界。
So the first verse mentioned a ruler, Caesar Augustus, who was governing the entire Roman world.
凱撒阿古士督係羅馬帝國嘅第一位嘅君王，佢結束咗一個世紀嘅國家嘅內戰，佢又東征西討，將佢嘅國土延續去非洲同埋亞洲等嘅地區，佢嘅統治使呢個羅馬帝國進入咗一段相當長時間嘅和平同埋繁榮嘅時期，史稱羅馬和平或者一個羅馬嘅盛世。
So Augustus was the first emperor of the Roman Empire, ending a century of civil wars and expanding territories to Africa and Asia. His rulesmarked a long period of peace and prosperity known as the Pan-Romana or the Roman Prosperous Era.
所以在他去世之後，這個羅馬政府決定將他列入一個神的行列，並且將八月稱為奧古士督月，也都是我們今天英文 August 八月那個的由來。
So after his death, the Roman Senate deified him andNamed the month of August in his honor. So that's why we have the month of August to honor him.
所以作者向我哋刻意嚟到交代，喺耶稣降生之前，呢个世界其实系有一位强而有力嘅君王嚟到统治紧呢个世界，并且当时系人眼中睇起上嚟嘅罗马盛世。
So the author deliberately informed us that before the arrival of Jesus, the world was under the ruler of another powerful king, which was considered the Roman prosperous era at that time.
这个似乎要引起我们读者的兴趣，就是究竟耶稣这位君王的来到，他和眼前的这位奥古士督相比，可以带来怎样的不同呢？
So this is meant to arouse the reader's interest. How does Jesus, the upcoming king, compare to the current Augustus? What difference can he make?
所以在進入這個問題之前，作者要我們留意有一個盛世裏面常常出現的片段。在第一至五節裏面， 經文重複提到一樣嘢，就係登記户籍或者報名上冊。
So before we addressing this question, the author draws our attention to a seemingly incidental detail in this prosperous era. In verse 1 to 5, the scripture repeatedly mentions one thing, registration, census.
有研究聖經學者指出，登記户籍或者呢個叫做人口統計呢樣嘢，表面上好似係上嚟係一件好小嘅事，但背後藏著住一個大嘅學問，因為佢正正係羅馬帝國統治呢個世界入邊咧不可或缺嘅一個重要嘅一環。
So biblical scholars point out that on the surface, registering for a census may seem trivial, but it is crucial for the functioning of the colossal Roman Empire.
登記户籍，如果我哋熟悉聖經嘅話咧，喺大衛嘅時候佢曾經做過，係上帝所唔喜悅嘅，因為人口普查嘅背後隱藏住統治者嗰個驕傲啊。
Census registration, for those who are familiar with the story of David, was displeasing to God because behind the population count lay the ruler's pride attempting to achieve political goals.
冇錯，就係佢哋為咗達到更多嘅個人嘅政治目的，呢個數點人數啊，除咗係預備咧徵召人口嚟到去打仗之外咧，仲係為咗徵税，睇睇呢個國家入邊有冇一啲嘅漏網之魚。
So besides the personal goals, census not only serve as conscript people for military purposes, but also for taxation, ensuring that no one escaped the tax net.
而對於奧古士督嚟講，喺以色列呢個剛剛被佢征服嘅國家做一個嘅人口普查，仲有一個嘅目的就係要起到一個嘅政治嘅震攝嘅作用，提醒佢哋，佢哋而家係要臣服喺羅馬帝國嘅統治底下。
So for Augustus, conducting a census in Israel, a newly conquered country, was not only a matter of political shock, but also a reminder to them to submit to the rules of the empire.
所以我哋另外見到路加佢仲喺《使徒行傳》記載嗰一次咧，就係第五章三十七節嗰度講到登記户籍嘅時候，喺以色列甚至出現咗咧好大程度嘅動亂嘅情況啊。
So we see the author also in Acts chapter 5 verses 37, when it came to registering, there was even turmoil in the land of Israel.
所以作者同一時間向我哋透露嘅就係呢個盛世究竟背後係點樣運作嘅咧？其實佢背後係一系列嘅鎮壓、威嚇同埋壓榨所得嚟嘅。
Therefore, the author simultaneously revealed to us how this prosperous era operates. It involves a series of suppression, intimidation, and exploitation to achieve its goals.
而耶穌嘅一家亦都無可避免嘅捲入咗呢次嘅漩渦。
So even Jesus' family is inevitably caught up in this.
所以我哋見到就係即將生產嘅瑪利亞，佢必須長途跋涉嘅嚟到約瑟嘅故鄉。佢哋本嚟可以喺自己家鄉生耶穌嘅，但最後成為咗一個嘅無家者。就好似經文所講，佢哋只能夠將耶穌放喺馬槽入邊，因為客店沒有地方。
So for Mary, who is about to give birth, she embarks on a long journey to Joseph's hometown. Jesus, who could have been born in home, ends up as a homeless one. As stated in verses 7, he was placed in a manger as there was no room for him.
我哋見到喺呢個嘅盛世入邊，其實有好巨大嘅反差，竟然有咁樣嘅無家者。这个这样漂泊流离的故事，我相信只是冰山一角。
The stark contrast under the prosperous era, where a homeless one exists, is just the tip of the iceberg.
我们现在身处在一个所谓的盛世里面，这样的故事多不多？
In our current context, living in a prosperous era, are such stories still common?
加拿大作为一个移民大国，近年我哋亦都見證咗或者收容咗好多嚟自俄烏戰爭啦、中東嘅政治嘅難民。
So as a nation of immigrants, Canada has recently accepted many from the Russian-Ukraine war, the political asylums from the Middle East.
甚至我們這兩年來移民加拿大的香港人，我們也不會忘記，其實我們是透過救生艇這個計劃來到這裡的。
So even for people from Hong Kong, they migrate in the past couple of years, we won't forget that we arrived through a special immigration program. I can't translate what he said.
在這裡，我們並非是無家可歸，雖然租金很貴，但我們很真實體驗到，好像經文所說，那種的無家的感覺，那種 homeless 的感覺。
While we may not be homeless despite the high rents, but we still endure the feeling of homelessness.
所以我們看到當權者，他有一個很完美的政治的抱負，或者一個叫願景，可能是好的。但是現實的另外一端就是，我們看到很多一個個被迫離開家園的悲慘的故事。
So the dreams and the aspiration of those in power, they may seem noble. But in reality, we witness the tragic stories of those who were forced to leave their home.
這個呢就是盛世的悲歌了。除了既得的利益者之外，試問有誰會喜歡這樣的盛世呢？
So this is a tragedy of a prosperous era. Except for those with vested interests, who would like such an era?
有一位的中國的詩人非常之精準的這樣總結了歷史，有兩句的說話，他說輕百姓苦，忘百姓苦，即是說歷史的輕忘其實百姓也是苦的。
So a poet from ancient time sum up history with two lines: Prosper, people suffer. Perish, people suffer. So regardless, people suffer.
所以如果我們足夠誠實的話，我們就會承認一般的百姓其實他是享受不到所謂的盛世的。
So if we are honest enough, we would admit that ordinary people do not really enjoy the so-called political prosperous era.
所以都接下來呢介紹了為什麼牧羊人登場的原因，就是作者要引導我們去思想究竟在這個盛世裡面貧苦百姓他真正需要的好消息究竟是什麼。
So this is also the reason why the shepherd come into the picture. The author really want to guide us to ponder what good news the poor people truly need in this prosperous era.
在第八節提到，在伯利恒的野外有牧羊人，牧羊人因為職業的緣故，他們沒有一個長期的居所。
So in verse 8, mentioned that shepherds in the field near Bethlehem, because due to their profession, they don't have a permanent residence.
好消息的就是他們能夠逃過了登記戶籍這一關。
So the good news is that they escaped from having to do the census.
但壞消息的是，因為他們是一個沒有身份的人，他們只能夠一直保持低調，避免被政府來到發現。
The bad news is that being, you know, without identity, they have to keep a low profile to avoid being government detected.
沒有居所，沒有身份，他們是真正意義上社會的邊緣人士，過著擔驚受怕的生活。
So with no dwelling place and no identity, they are truly marginalized people.Leading a life filled with fear and apprehension.
這個也都難怪，所以當天使發現了他們的時候，他們感覺十分之懼怕。
So it's no wonder when the angels appeared to them, they were greatly terrified.
一直活在懼怕的社會的邊緣人，對於他們來說，有什麼是好消息呢？
So what kind of good news do marginalized people in society who constantly living in fear need to hear?
這個正正是天使此行的目的。
This is really the purpose of the angel's visit.
天使向我們宣告一個大喜的訊息，就是關於耶穌的出生。這位的嬰孩具有三重的身份，他是救主、主和基督。
The angels proclaimed to them a message of great joy, about the birth of Jesus, a child with three significant identities, Savior, Lord, and Christ.
但係咁複雜嘅身份，對於佢哋一班嘅牧羊人嚟講，佢哋係咪真係能夠明白嘅咧？
So with such complex identities, did the shepherd actually understand?
事實上，天使報信嘅呢個嘅好消息，並非係一個全新陌生嘅消息。在大英博物館入邊咧，其實藏住一個咧好重要嘅歷史文獻啊。
So in fact, the good news announced by the angels was not entirely unfamiliar. The British Museum houses an important historical inscription.
記載住咧，人哋記載住咧，當時嘅人咧，對於呢個個奧古士督嘅睇法，呢啲嘅碑文咧，都將奧古士督咧辨識為神啦。神的兒子、救世主，同埋咧將佢同和平啦、希望啦、好消息等等咧連結埋一齊。
The historical inscription that associates Augustus with divine qualities, calling him God, Son of God, and Savior, linking him to peace, hope, and good news.
所以天使呢度所要帶出嘅。是一個全新的期盼和想像，這位的君王將會和這個奧古士督是有全新不同的一面。
So therefore the angels aim to introduce a new kind of hope and imagination. The upcoming king will be different from rulers like Augustus.
而區分他和這個君王最大的分別是哪裡呢？就是第十二節，他說你們將會看見一個記號，看見一個嬰孩包住布卧在馬槽裡。
So to distinguish him, a sign is given in verse 12. You will find a baby wrapped in clothes and lying in a manger.
這個記號有什麼特別的意思呢？有聖經學者指出，在當時的嬰孩裡面，一般的出生都是包住布的，這個似乎沒有什麼特別之處。
So some biblical scholars suggest that at that time, babies were commonly wrapped in clothes at birth. So there's nothing extraordinary about this.
真正使耶穌與眾不同的就是他是卧在馬槽這個的描述。如果你留意經文，總共出現了三次，在第七、第十二和第十六節那裡。
So what makes Jesus unique is that what makes Jesus unique is the description that he is lying in a manger. The term manger was mentioned three times in the passage, verse 7, 12, and 16.
馬槽當時是餵飼牲口的地方，是用來擺放食物的，而耶穌正正是在這個這樣的地方來到去擺放。
A manger was a place for feeding livestock, a place where the food was placed. And this is exactly where Jesus is placed.
所以這裡我們要去想像一個的畫面，就是耶穌是擺放在馬槽的，正好反映了他跟這個奧古士督這個城世的君王不同。奧古士督他是將所有的資源來到去聚集在自己的手裡面，是透過強權和掠奪資源來到去管治這個世界。
So placing Jesus in a manger reflects the difference from the prosperous King Augustus. Augustus sought to consolidate all the world's resources in his hands through authority and plunder to rule the world.
而耶穌他是正正相反，他是透過分享自己放在馬槽裡面，甚至是寓意分享他自己的生命來到去贏得子民的愛戴。前者是透過犧牲其他人來到帶來和平，而後者卻是犧牲自己帶來和平。
So in contrast, Jesus operates in the opposite way. He wins the love of, Augustus actually. Augustus sought to consolidate all the world's resources in his hands through authority and plunder to rule the world. In contrast, Jesus operates in the opposite way.He wins the love of his people by sharing himself, even his life. So, the former achieved peace through sacrificing others, but while the latter achieved peace through sacrificing himself.
當然我不肯定牧羊人當時是否真的明白這個記號背後的深層的意思，但至少我們看到天使的報信給了他們有新的動力和盼望。
So of course I cannot be certain that the shepherds truly understand the meaning of this sign at that time. Still, at least the angel's message provide them with motivation and hope.
他們決定鼓起勇氣來到伯利恆一探究竟。第13節說，他們急忙就去了。
So they decide to gather the courage to go to Bethlehem and see for themselves. In verse 13, it says they hurried off.
所以我們這裡要反思，究竟什麼對於我們來說是一個好消息呢？好消息就是讓那些不安的人聽到了之後變得平安，讓那些原本平安的人聽了之後搞動他們變得不平安。
So what is the real good news? It is a message that brings peace to those who were troubled, but makes the original peaceful uneasy.
在馬太福音裡面，我們看到當權者希律王，他聽到耶穌降生的時候就變得十分之懼怕了，要去屠殺其他的嬰孩。
So in Matthew, we see King Herod become greatly afraid upon hearing the birth of Jesus and resorting to slaughtering other infants.
相反，這裡記載就是原本懼怕的牧羊人，因為聽到耶穌降生的消息而充滿了勇氣和盼望。
So in contrast here, the shepherd who were initially afraid, they became filled with courage and hope upon hearing the Jesus birth.
所以我們看到就是平安的福音其實永遠都是一體兩面的，就好像瑪利亞的尊主眾所說，他是叫有權柄的失位，叫卑賤的升高，他叫飢餓的飽餐美食，叫滿足的，叫富足的空手而回。
So in fact, the peace of the gospel is two-sided. Just as Mary's song of praise say, He has brought down rulers from the thrones, but has lifted up the humble. He has filled the hungry with good things, but has sent the rich away empty.
不知道你現在的狀態是平安，抑或感到不平安，但這個訊息是給所有人的，因為耶穌這個嬰孩的降生，他將會完全顛覆了我們的想法。究竟什麼是成功，抑或失敗，什麼是富足，抑或是貧窮，將會因著你和他的相遇被完全的顛覆過來。
So regardless of whether you are at peace or uneasy, this message of peace is for everyone because the birth of this child will completely redefine our notions of success or failure, wealth and poverty.
所以耶穌的信息或者耶穌降生的信息正正是這麼奇妙的，以致每個人聽到的時候都有十分之不同的反應。
So in fact, the message of Jesus' birth is so wonderful that everyone hears it have different experiences.
我們看到第十八節，就是那些圍在身邊的群眾聽到之後就表示十分之詫異。
So we hear in verse 18, the crowd, when they hear that, they express astonishment.
而瑪利亞見到這時候就是存在心裡反覆思考。
But for Mary, when she heard the news, she treasured up all these things and pondered them in her heart.
而牧羊人見到的時候就是歸榮耀與神，讚美他。
And the shepherd gave glory to God and praised him.
這些可能都是我們每一個人聽過耶穌降生的故事之後所有的反應。
So this may be the thoughts of each of us after hearing the birth of Jesus.
對於群眾他們感到詫異，我們是可以理解，畢竟呢他們只不過是在旁邊聽而已，他們沒有真的聽過天使親自跟他們來講解。
So it is understandable that the crowd was surprised. After all, they only heard about it and had no clue because the angel didn't explain it to them personally.
而牧羊人他見到跟天使所講的完全一致， 佢嗰種嘅興奮之情係冇辦法嚟到去掩飾。
So the shepherd, when they found out what they saw was exactly the same as what the angel said, their excitement and joy was beyond contentment.
不過瑪利亞嘅反應咧，就有少少出人意外啦。事實上咧，佢係比牧羊人更早之前已經聽過關於耶穌嘅神性嘅身份啦。點解佢呢度陷入咗沉思咧
？However, Mary's reaction was a little bit surprising.In fact, she heard the news earlier than the shepherds. So why did she need to think twice about Jesus' divine identity?
瑪利亞反應可能亦都係我哋信咗主一段時間嘅人有一個好嘅提醒。究竟我哋係咪真係搞清楚耶穌出生對於我哋嘅意義咧？呢個係我哋不斷需要反思同埋嚟到發現嘅事情。
So Mary's response served as a reminder.For those of us who have been Christian for many years, a good reminder to continuously reflect on and discover the meaning of Jesus' birth for us.
很多時候呢，我們都會將耶穌出生的故事變成了一個好像比較無聊的童話故事來到去閱讀，沒有真的認真來到去思考。
So many times we may even turn to the story of Jesus' birthinto a boring fairy tale to read without much reflection or contemplation.
因為從某一個時候開始，童話世界嘅故事對於我哋成人嚟講，似乎就係等於天真啦、荒誕，甚至係不切實際嘅。
So at some point, the fairy tales become, you know, a story equivalent to naivety, absurdity, and impracticality.
呢個都係因為我哋嘅參照點係用咗現實生活嚟到去做比較嘅。
That is because we reference them against the real world.
但如果調翻轉諗就係同樣嘅道理，如果我哋所預設嘅，如果我哋用聖經嘅價值觀嚟到對照翻我哋當下嘅世界，呢、這個當下嘅世界何嘗唔係都係一個好荒誕、冇邏輯？或者不能夠容忍的世界嗎
However, similarly, if we use the values ascribed by the Bible to compare with the present, isn't that the world just absurd, illogical, and intolerable?
究竟哪一個才是真實，哪一個才是虛假的世界呢？一切都是要看我們，將我們的對照點放在哪裡。
So who is the truth and who is a lie?It all depends on where we place a reference point.
呢度分享一個好著名嘅作家 C.S. Lewis， 佢有一個嘅講法，佢就話：有一日，我哋終將會成熟到重新拎起翻嗰本嘅童話故事嚟到去讀。
So renowned Christian author C.S. Lewis, who wrote the Chronicle of Narnia, once said, "Someday you will be old enough to read the fairy tales again."
成熟是因為有一天我們會發現回應這個荒謬的世代最明智的做法莫過於是拎起那本的童話故事就是那本的聖經來到去重新思考
So maturity comes when we realize that the wisest action in responding to this absurd generation is to pick up fairy tales again specifically the Bible
不斷默想聖經裡面對於天國的價值觀、天國的世界，來到去抗衡翻呢個世界為我哋所提供的各種虛假的應許。
So continually meditating on the biblical values of the kingdom helps counter the false promises that the world offers.
如果係咁樣做嘅時候，我哋要發現呢個世界其實提供緊各種人手所做嘅偶像、商業嘅鬥獸場。同埋各種嘅紙醉金迷，其實呢一本何嘗唔係呢個盛世寫俾我哋一本好恐怖嘅格林嘅童話咩
？We know the world offers various man-made idols, the commercial arena, and the various materialistic temptation. In reality, aren't all this just fairy tales, alibi terrifying written by this prosperous era?
問題只不過係。我哋究竟願意配合邊一個故事嘅版本嚟到生活
So the only question is, which version of the story are we willing to live in consequence with?
然而我哋都好似瑪利亞咁樣，將耶穌降生嘅道理存記喺心入邊，反覆嚟到思量。
May we, like Mary, store the truth of Jesus' birth in our hearts, contemplating repeatedly.
究竟嗰個卧喺馬槽嘅耶穌，抑或嗰個將世界掌管喺手入邊嘅凱撒，邊一種嘅和平同埋管治，對於我哋嚟講係更加真實？對於我們來說是更加值得嚮往的世界。
So whether the Jesus lying in the manger or Caesar who holds the world in his hands, which kind of peace and governance is more real and truly desired in our hearts?
願神的話語祝福大家。
May God's word bless you all.